USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Emmy award-winning journalist and television personality Barbara Walters is dead at the age of 93. She appeared as the host of numerous television programs, including The Today Show, The View, 2020, and ABC Evening News. Mystery solved? It appears so in connection with four University of Idaho student stabbing deaths.
Police confirm an arrest has been made. The suspect allegedly killed four Idaho college students. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry.
Detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Kohlberger in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania.
The suspect is awaiting extradition on Tuesday, where he'll face numerous charges.
Charging the defendant, Mr. Kohlberger, with four counts of first-degree murder, in addition to felony burglary, which involves entering the residence with the intent to commit the crime of murder.
That's Prosecutor Bill Thompson. I'm Dave Collins.
Recently uncovered details suggesting Kohlberger was recently researching on Reddit how criminals do what they do. Things look to be returning to normal Friday, as forecast by Southwest Airlines following a rough week for the air carrier. Through the day, cancellations plummeted from earlier highs, almost 3,000 each of the past few days, which accounted for roughly 60% of all flights from the airline. COVID-19 cases seem to surge at hospitals across the U.S. in spots. Dr. Joitu Sandhu with Sharp Reese Steele Medical Group says, we could be seeing more people hospitalized with COVID because people aren't taking the same precautions they did for the last couple of years.
Most people are not masking up, and most people, and rightfully so, want to get back to normal life. And so that's predisposing people to infection.
The American public now has access to 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. The record shows several years of negative income for Trump and his wife Melania before and during his time in the White House. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Heavy rain and flooding threats stretch across central and southern California heading into the weekend, with as much as 10 inches of rainfall possible in some mountainous areas and foothills. Meteorologist Scott Rowe with the National Weather Service Office in Sacramento, California.
It's been a while since many people have seen periods of rain that have lasted this long, so let folks be mindful of any sort of dangers that may come with that water.
People living in low-lying areas being urged to monitor creeks and streams. Forecasters expect the rain to be finished by New Year's Day, but say more is possible in the next week. Gas prices are going up as the year winds down. AAA reports the national average price for regular is up another 2 cents today to $3.17 a gallon. This is the third straight day of higher prices, and the national average is up 8 cents over the past week. Prices are going up even where they're lowest. The statewide average in low-price leader Georgia is $2.74 a gallon, 2 cents higher than Thursday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that the House will raise its staff salary cap. The new maximum salary for House employees will be $212,100. The change comes 7 months after the cap was raised to nearly $204,000 in May. Pelosi also introduced a minimum $45,000 salary for House staffers this year, the first time Congress has instituted a salary floor for employees. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, this is Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher life.
Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!